You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back. Woo! Almost lost my headphones. What's going on here? Let's look at the emails. Linda from Henderson, Nevada writes, Doctor, I need to ask you a veterinary question. My cat just had a procedure, and I was given medication to administer to him each day. How do you give a cat medication? I have dogs. I have cats. But I love this email because years ago, I was listening to the Rick and Bubba Show, and they were talking about how to give a pill, how to give a cat a pill. And this has kind of been circulating around. I'm sure some of you have heard these instructions, but they're very, very important to go through. All right. And I believe it'll also work for your dog. But right now it's just specific to how to give your cat a pill. So let's just review it really quickly. This is kind of important stuff. Okay. Number one, you pick up the cat, and I am getting this from Shernjai Lim, I guess an expert on giving cats pills. Number one, you pick up the cat, you cradle it in the crook of your left arm like you're holding a baby. You position the right forefinger and thumb on either side of the cat's mouth. You gently apply pressure to the cheeks, those cute little cheeks, while holding the pill in your right hand. The cat should open his mouth, pop pill into mouth, allow cat to close mouth and swallow. Easy, huh? All right, well, number two. Retrieve pill from the floor and cat from behind the sofa. Cradle cat in left arm and repeat process. Number three, take new pill from foil wrap, cradle cat in left arm, now holding rear paws tightly with left hand. Force jaws open, push pill to back of mouth with right forefinger, hold mouth shut for a count of 10. Step four, kneel on the floor with cat wedged firmly between your knees. Hold front and rear paws. Ignore growls emitted by cat. We're discussing how to give a cat a pill. Get spouse to hold cat's head firmly. I'm sorry. We've all been there, people. Get spouse to hold cat's head firmly with one hand while forcing wooden ruler into mouth. Drop pill under ruler and rub cat's throat vigorously. Now, I'm not a veterinarian. This is just a site teaching us how to give a cat a pill. Number five, step number five, retrieve cat from curtain rail. Get another pill from foil wrap. Make note to buy new ruler and repair curtains. Carefully sweep shattered figurines and vases from hearth and set to one side for gluing later. Step number six, wrap cat in a large towel. Get spouse to lie on cat with cat's head just visible before below the armpit. Put pill in end of a drinking straw. Force cat's mouth open with pencil and blow down straw. I have to, as a disclaimer, as a doctor, I do not recommend this at all. But these are the guidelines that have been circulated online and what I heard on Rick and Bubba on how to give a cat a pill. Okay, step number seven. Check label to make sure pill is not harmful to humans. Drink a beer to take away the taste. Apply Band-Aid to spouse's forearm and remove blood from the carpet with soap and water. Number eight, tie the cat's front paws to rear paws with garden twine and bind tightly to the leg of the dining table. Find heavy pruning gloves from shed. Push pill into mouth, followed by large piece of filet steak. Be rough about it. Hold head vertical and pour 2 pints of water down cat's throat to wash down pill. Sorry, we are explaining how to give a cat a pill. Again, these aren't Dr. Dahlia rules. This comes from a source on how to give a cat a pill. Step number nine, consume remainder of scotch. Get spouse to drive you to the emergency room. Sit quietly while doctor stitches fingers and forearms and removes the pill from your eye, call Furniture Chop on way home to order a new table. Step number 10. Arrange for animal control to collect the mutant cat from hell and ring local pet shop to see whether they have any hamsters. There you go. How to give a cat a pill. We've all been there. No, but I got to tell you, I mean, in all seriousness, when I had to give, anytime I've had to give my animals medication, our dogs have been pretty well. But with cats, what we do is we tortilla them. And I have a very soft mini down blanket I used to use for the kids, the babies. And I wrap them up. I have my husband hold them, you know, and cuddle up. But he's kind of tortillaed. And then I'm able to put the medicine in the mouth, whether it's liquid or a pill. That really seems to be the most humane way of doing that. But boy, cats are a pain in the butt, aren't they? All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. That was cute. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that want to call in but you don't have letters on your phone, then use 1-877-362-3254. Got a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. The untimely death of Sage Stallone. Sylvester Stallone's son died. Apparently has been dead for a few days before he was found yesterday. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a black lab who died over 14 years ago, but is still receiving voter registration forms in the post. In his post office box, Excedrin migraine still off the shelves, so people are buying hot Excedrin migraine for over $250. And sopranos live longer than tenors. Me. Am I a soprano? Me. Now that would be a baritone. Me. Is that me? Tenor? Me. Soprano? Me. Opera? Me. I don't know why. I think sopranos, they say it's the estrogen. I'm not going to live that long, am I? Not with that voice. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried.
Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number four, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you that are Android users, don't forget the Dr. Dahlia Show has a free Droid app. Go to my website. You'll see the icon. It's me with their smiling. I think I am holding a phone. I don't know. It looks cute. Click on that. You'll be able to download the Dr. Dahlia Show app for free for Droid users. We are working on the iPhone. Be patient, but for now, it's only for Android users. So any of you that have an Android or Droid, you can download the app. Very tragic death of Sage Stallone. His housekeeper found him in his apartment yesterday. Apparently, he had been dead for a few days, possibly even a week, they're now saying. Sage Stallone, the son of Sylvester Stallone, we remember him from Rocky V. For those of us who were gutsy enough to see the Rocky movies past Rocky III, I liked Rocky III, but then Rocky IV I didn't like too much because I didn't really want Apollo Creed to die. And then I was like, really, Rocky V? Who else dies in this one? But Sage Stallone was the boy. He played his son in that one. Remember, got beat up at school. Good kid, a great actor. I thought he did a wonderful job in the movie. He's 36 years old, had been married once. It was annulled, no kids. They believe it was an accidental overdose. They're investigating whether it could have been a suicide or if it was an accidental overdose. No foul play. Father, of course, Sylvester Stallone, devastated. He was in San Diego promoting the Expendable 2 movie at the time. So as we find out more about what happened, we will definitely keep you apprised of that. Kennedys are in the news again. Carrie Kennedy, daughter of RFK, Robert Kennedy, took possibly Ambien prior to her hit-and-run crash. She was recently arrested for driving under the influence. This is Robert F. Kennedy's daughter and the ex-wife of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. They now say the reason why she passed her drug test, there was no alcohol in her system drugs, is because she had Ambien. Now, we don't know if she had taken the Ambien to sleep and gotten into her car, but they say she did pass out of the wheel in her white 2008 Lexus RS350. Luckily, there were no passengers with her. She had taken prescription sleeping pills before the accident. They claim she was impaired prior to that. You know, I always talk to my patients about the medications they're on and how they may actually qualify as a DUI. People, you know, for some reason think that DUIs are just, driving under the intoxication of alcohol or driving under the influence of alcohol. Medications can qualify for that, too. Having Ambien on board, having Xanax on board, Valium, muscle relaxants, that would be considered driving under the influence. That's why when your pharmacy bottle says do not drive with big stickers, listen to it. And if your pharmacy bottle doesn't have that, ask the pharmacist or ask your doctor. Ambien has been in the news a lot. A lot of cases reported of sleepwalking, rare suicidal ideation. I mean, the reason why is Ambien is so fast, such a fast-acting medication that you fall asleep quickly and you wake up quickly. But if you wake up prior to being fully woken up, you could do things. And if she was on the medication, took it to sleep, got into her car, it's going to be very interesting how they will charge her. Now, if this was, I don't know if the accident happened during the day. I need to look up the time. They don't have it listed here. Although some people take Ambien during the day. But, you know, you hear of these cases where, you know, moms will wrap their kids up to bed, tell everybody to go to sleep. Then they take an Ambien to go to sleep. Then they wake up in the middle of the night saying, kids, come on, time to go to school. Kids are like, huh, mom, what? And one mom drove right into a telephone pole. Everybody was okay. But she had no idea the next morning what she did. So my recommendation is if you are going to be taking a medication like Ambien, make sure you have a loved one who's going to watch you. And put the keys in an area, your car keys, in a place where you pretty much wouldn't find them. Put them in a separate area. Maybe have a note that reminds you the next day, like a treasure hunt. But if you have your keys in the same area by the door, very easily you can sleepwalk, go downstairs, go to the door, take the keys, and leave. So pretty scary stuff. I know. Ambien is probably one of the most popular sleeping medications. People love it. They say it's non-addictive, but I still think it's habit-forming. I have people, they take Ambien every night. Just what they do. It's just something they do. Honestly, every night you really should be listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I mean, how hard can it be? Really, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Just listen to that every night. It's going to put you to sleep. You really don't need a sleeping medication. Listen, I listen to my shows. And I can honestly say they put you to sleep. There's really no reason at all to go and take Ambien. Okay, another thing that there's absolutely no reason for is this Bloomberg Business Week cover. Have you guys seen this? I want to hear some of your thoughts. If any of you have seen this, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I remember seeing Time Magazine and some of their anti-Israel covers back in the 80s, but I've never seen something like this against Mormons. And I'm looking at the cover right now. It has Jesus. Right? It's basically satirizing the moment when Mormons believe John the Baptist bestowed the priesthood on Joseph Smith. On the cover, John the Baptist tells Smith, this is on the cover of the magazine, quote, "And thou shalt build a shopping mall, own stock in Burger King, and open a Polynesian theme park in Hawaii, and shall be largely exempt from the frustrations of tax." And then Smith is kneeling next to him saying, "Hallelujah." And Bloomberg Businessweek entitles this issue, Inside the Mormon Empire. Now, of course, the Mormon Church finds it completely distasteful. I'm shocked at seeing this. I mean, if you did this against any other race or creed, people would cry racism. Why aren't they crying racism with this? This is completely insulting to the Mormon religion. It poorly depicts it. It inaccurately depicts it. I didn't think Bloomberg. I mean, I use Bloomberg for many of my health-related stories. I didn't think they would be this biased. I know some of you are probably screaming at your radio now going, Dr. Dahlia, you're so naive. But no, I mean, this is outright blatantly anti-Mormon. And I can't believe something like this would be out there on the shelves. I'm shocked. But what I'm not shocked about is how ugly this race is going to get. This race is going to get very ugly. Why, Dr. Dahlia, are they asking you to run for vice president? No, they aren't. Nice one. No, they haven't asked me to run for vice president. I'm a little confused. I thought Condoleezza Rice didn't want to run. She had said that a while back, but I guess everybody's been buzzing that, you know, maybe her. I like her a lot. I don't know if she's conservative enough, you know, to help Romney win the election. I like her a lot. I think she'd be a strong candidate. But from what I understand, she didn't want to run. So, but I know he's been looking for women. And, you know, would Mitt Romney ask Dr. Dahlia to be his running mate? Probably not. Yeah. I mean, I think I'm a lot more conservative than he is. But I'd still support him. And I think I'd be a cute vice president. You know, I may not be the sexiest vice president out there, but I would be cute. And I know I made many people upset when I said I thought Joe Biden was kind of sexy. I know. I got to tell you, I just love watching Joe Biden work. I just love watching him, right, gaffe and say the things he says. Ah, he's cute. But, yeah, well, we'll see. I'm expecting a call from Mitt Romney any day. Now, have you guys been following what's been going on with this Texas attorney? Apparently, federal judges are deliberating this Texas voter ID law where, voters would have to show ID before voting. Now, what's wrong with that? I'm a little confused. They say it'll disproportionately disenfranchise Hispanic voters. Don't all of us have some form of ID when we're citizens here? Why would that disenfranchise Hispanic voters? Any of my Latino family members or friends have an ID? What is so difficult? I've always had to show ID when I vote. Am I missing something here? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let me see who the attorney is here, if I could find him right now. Texas Attorney John Hughes said his closing arguments, I guess, last about 20 minutes. Argument went back and forth for about an hour. Judges frequently interrupting Hughes to pose various questions. Hughes repeatedly rejected the notion that the Lone Star State's voter ID law passed last year would affect minorities any differently. How? I don't understand. Are we all supposed to have some form of an ID? And if you don't have a driver's license, you could still get a state-issued ID. What am I missing here? I don't know. It's going to get ugly, people. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looks like there's a black lab who died 14 years ago. We have a lab. I love labs. You know, they're kind of little dopey dogs. Higher risk for hip dysplasia. Kind of run funny with their tushy. If they have some hip issues, they really knock things out of the way. But gorgeous dogs. Love the dogs. Apparently, Rosie is a black lab who died back in 1998. And apparently is going to be able to vote. A group called the Voter Participation Center has touted the distribution of some 5 million registration forms in recent weeks, targeting Democratic-leaning voting blocs such as unmarried women, blacks, Latinos, and young adults. But they have also now reported a series of bizarre mailings addressed to animals, dead people, non-citizens, and people already registered to vote. All right. Brenda Charleston wasn't the only person to get documents on her pet. A Virginia man also is getting documents for his dead dog, Mozart. And a woman in the state got forms for her cat. Now, these are people who are not... See, I always thought if somebody's dead dog is getting voter registration, it's because the owner is trying to vote for two. These are people saying, no, I don't want this. What's happening? Which means there's somebody else tampering with the voting system. Now, I mean, my cats, I don't think have the dexterity to vote. One of them does go on Facebook pretty frequently. You've seen him on Facebook. He's actually extremely rude. And he insults me and my show all the time. So the fact that he could actually type on Facebook means he probably would be very successful at a voting booth. But I don't give him an ID. There's no way. No way I'm not going to give him an ID. All right. Well, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. Well, let us move on here. They think they have found a clue to why the human body can't fight HIV. After all these years, all right, well, we thought it was because HIV was one of those super smart viruses. I've talked to you guys about super smart viruses versus stupid viruses. Well, for those of you that haven't gotten that lecture, I talked about it a few weeks ago really quickly. HIV is one of the super smart viruses, probably one of the smartest viruses out there. And then you have stupid viruses. So what's an example of a stupid virus? Well, a stupid virus is like the common cold, the adenovirus, the rhinovirus. They're stupid. And the reason why they're stupid is, one is they're really kind of self-limiting. I mean, they'll die on their own. Really no way to kind of propagate itself and, you know, keep itself alive. Number two is when they affect you or infect you, you know about it right away. Three, many of these colds, you know, they'll infiltrate your respiratory system, so you just sneeze it right back out, right? And, you know, just they're all kind of stupid. Now, what's a virus that's not so stupid? Well, the medium viruses are your hepatitis virus and your herpes virus. These viruses are a little smarter. They sneak in and they find a place to set up shop and they could be with you for life. They're not self-limiting. And many times you don't know you have them and you carry them. And you could also spread them without knowing. Well, hepatitis will affect the liver. Herpes will affect the mouth or the genital area. But these will probably stick with you for life. They're a little smarter. Now, the smartest of all the viruses is the HIV virus. This is one smart puppy. All right. Number one is, many times you don't realize you received it or you acquired it. Number two is, when you do acquire it, you can't tell where it is. You know, sometimes you get a little nauseous, sometimes you get some diarrhea. Many people with HIV have no idea, sometimes not for 6 months. Three, does HIV affect the nasal mucosa? Does it affect the linings of the lungs where you're coughing and sneezing? No. The only cell the HIV infection decides to affect is the T cell. The only cell that could fight it, the T lymphocyte. I tell you, this sucker's smart. Number four, people acquire the HIV when doing something recreational. Sex, IV drugs. So HIV is probably one of the smartest. Can mutate very easily. But they found that the protein responsible for it to thwart humans' defenses is called the VPU. Not a CPU, VPU. They say it directly combats a critical defense protein of the human immune system. The immune system, usually this protein could stop invading viruses from replicating, etc. But this VPU disables the defense mechanism, allowing HIV to invade. It invades these T cells, causes the T cells to reproduce it, and then it goes out and spreads more. So, I mean, unfortunately, HIV is the smartest virus out there. And we need to spend a heck of a lot more time researching this puppy. So them finding the protein on why it infects, that's a good start. But we still have a long way to go. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Randy on the line. Hey, Randy, where are you calling from?
Hey, beautiful Las Vegas.
Love it. How'd you like the rain? That was nice yesterday, huh?
Oh, hey, I thought I was in Santa Barbara for a little while.
Yes, true that. Absolutely. What's that?
Well, we've met. I'm a pharmacist, and every now and then when I sell Sudafed to Mexican nationals,
mm-hmm.
I have to see their photo ID because of the new federal law.
Uh-huh.
Quite often they will give me their voter ID card, which is a very sophisticated identification card that includes photos, fingerprints, and holograms.
Huh. So when they're saying that requiring a voter ID card is discriminatory to our Latino population, you're saying Mexican nationals very easily have these cards and able to obtain them without a problem.
If they voted in Mexico in the last few years, they already have an ID card better than any card that that we're promoting.
Right. Oh, so you're saying that's their Mexican ID card. So it's not something
right.
they could use for American voting.
No, but I'm just saying that
right.
that the Mexican Americans, the ones that have immigrated here, should already be used to having a photo ID necessary when they go to the poll because
right.
they're required to have
yeah.
that in Mexico.
Yeah. I mean, if they do it in Mexico, why can't they do it here in America? Oh, we have to be nice, otherwise it looks like racial profiling. I think we're being a little too nice. Every other country you have to have ID. By the way, Randy, you're a pharmacist, which is great because I want you to help me out with this next story. All my patients who and listeners who love Excedrin Migraine, and Novartis has not given us any clue when Excedrin Migraine will be back on the shelves. As you as a pharmacist, have you gotten any scoop?
I don't have any information on that. I know that we have a generic version of that, as you're aware.
Right.
The listeners may not be that Excedrin Migraine is essentially a combination
of aspirin,
Tylenol,
aspirin,
and caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Right. And that's what I've been doing. I've been using, not living on, but I've been utilizing the generic brand, you know, to get through headaches. But some of my migraine patients, you know, they swear by Excedrin Migraine, and it's been off the market for months now.
We've had a hard time getting any of it for quite some time, but like I said, there is a generic available, so I certainly urge people to try that if they found that the brand name product helped.
Absolutely. Well, Randy, thank you for calling again. I really appreciate your input. Thank you so much. You have a great rest of the day. All right, and by the way, guys, with Excedrin Migraine, you got to be careful because there's some hot Excedrin Migraine now out on the market online. They're actually selling some of these $8 bottles for $250. Now, if it does come back on the market, or for those of you that have been using the generic versions, which, again, are acetaminophen, which is like Tylenol, aspirin, and caffeine, remember, the aspirin can still irritate the lining of the stomach. The acetaminophen can still irritate the kidneys and the liver. Kidneys also get affected by the aspirin as well. So I know many of you pop these medicines like they're like a Pez dispenser for your migraines. Keep in mind, even if they're over-the-counter, they still could be harmful. And be very careful buying a $250 bottle of Excedrin Migraine online. All right, go to your doctor, have them come up with some other options for you while we're waiting for Excedrin to come back on the market. All right, guys, don't go away. We're coming right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a 1 month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant style meals with a 30 year shelf life. Packaged in heavy duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, 5-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled DeseretFoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Let's rock and roll. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You can follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia for any up-to-date medical updates, news updates, anything that happens. Visit my website at Dr. Dahlia, and don't forget Android users. There is a free Android app. You can download the Dr. Dahlia app. You can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show whenever. My show, we do about 16 hours a week, 3 hours a day, 1 hour on Saturday. So that's 16 hours. A lot of hours of Dr. Dahlia, but we pack in a lot of information. So download it. It's free. And good, clean, jolly, good old fun. 1-877-DOC-DALIA. All right, let's go to some headlines here. Michael Clark Duncan, one of my favorite actors. He's still okay. He's stable in the ICU after having a heart attack. We remember him from Green Mile. Also, Not As Good As It Gets, the other one, Whole Nine Yards. We see him everywhere. And, you know, he has that deep, deep, sexy voice. Well, he had a heart attack in the middle of the night. His wife, Omarosa, or not wife, girlfriend, Omarosa, who we remember from apprentice, Donald Trump's apprentice, that was before they went to Celebrity Apprentice, performed CPR, revived him, and from what I understand, he is stable in the ICU. Harrison Ford turned 70 years old, still sexy. Isn't he 70 years old? I got to tell you guys, when you look at Mitt Romney being 65, Harrison Ford being 70, Howard Stern close to 60 years old, I don't want to hear you guys calling yourselves seniors, calling yourselves old. You know, I think 70 is the new 40, all right? And I think everybody looks pretty darn good. Look at Chuck Norris. So anyway, happy birthday, Harrison Ford, who turned 70 this week. American Idol says goodbye to Jennifer Lopez and Steven Tyler. Randy Jackson is thinking about leaving as well. They may have Mariah Carey or Adam Lambert take over. My problem is nobody knows these people that are winning and who they are and where they're going. You know, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, but then good people aren't winning. And you don't even remember who the people that won, so I don't know if the show is really going to last that much longer, but that's scooping entertainment news. Study came out this week saying the average weight gain in 1 year after quitting smoking is now up to 11 pounds, even though some people gained 20, some people gained only 5. The average is 11 pounds of weight gain when you quit smoking. I always tell people, look, if you're, you know, if you're trying to put off quitting smoking because you want to lose weight first, do it at the same time. I mean, many of us, we think we're going to lose weight by the summer. I mean, we're in the summer now, but we think we're going to lose weight and it never happens. And then you're still smoking. You're still smoking. I would smoke while you diet. It staves off some of the weight gain and you'll be healthier for it. But I really wouldn't put it off. Okay. In health news this week, they said Sopranos possibly live longer. Now, not the HBO Sopranos. Those guys seem to be getting, you know, kicked off, whether the script ended them or they were shot. Great, great series, HBO. That's really what put HBO back on the map, was Sopranos. Remember you had HBO and Showtime, and then people realized, well, you could get movies elsewhere, and they were going to go down, and then they started coming out with their shows, and then they had Sopranos, and now they have Boardwalk Empire, which I love, and Game of Thrones is excellent, and True Blood. But we're talking about Sopranos, like, me. All right, they say that one of the reasons they believe Sopranos live longer is because of the estrogen. Okay, women have been known to outlive men. They believe it's because of estrogen. It provides protective benefits, including the prevention of occluded arteries, although it could also be clot-forming postmenopausal. But there was a recent study where they looked at the lifespans of sopranos, altos, and mezzo-sopranos. The latter two were combined in the study, born between 1850 and 1930. Okay, let's all review. Everybody, come on, let's all review, okay, what a soprano, alto, mezzo-soprano is. Okay, here we go. Ready? Me. Okay, so me. Okay, me. Me is alto, me, soprano, and then operatic, okay, there, good, got it. Now, men, they looked at 226 male singers from the same period. All right, I know Jim Dallas is over there at KDON. I didn't hear him sing. Tenors, baritones, and the basses. So you got the me. Okay, that was bad. I'm not a baritone. Hey, I got estrogen. All right, and they looked, and they saw that women outlived men by about 1.5 years if they were higher voiced, and they actually live longer than the lower voiced female singers. See, I'm more of a alto. I'm more of a suck. I know it stinks. I'm more of a voice stinks than an alto. I get that. Thank you. All right, so I'm not going to live as long, but it was a nice story with some good material. Okay, now I'm going to tell you what some excellent material, no joking here, probably one of the best articles I've seen this week, and I posted this on my Facebook or on my Twitter. I urge you guys to look at this. USA Today delineated how each state will approach the Health Care Act. This is kind of important, depending on what state you live. We talked about this earlier this week in great detail, so for those of you that right now 53 minutes past or 6 minutes to the new hour, we aren't going to get to it all, so please listen to the Dr. Dolly shows early this week. As we know, after the Affordable Health Care Act was originally deemed unconstitutional but tweaked to be said, well, it is constitutional as a tax, right? Contradicting what President Obama had said for years, that it wasn't a tax, states are pretty sharply divided on what they're going to do. Now, by 2014, States are supposed to create health care exchanges. These government agencies or nonprofit groups that will organize, oversee a private market for buying health insurance, supposed to give us choices of certified health plans, individuals, small businesses could choose them, supposedly driving down insurance prices. Again, I'm not overly optimistic, because if insurance companies could undercut the current big monopoly ones, don't you think they'd do it already? But we'll see. All right. And then states are supposed to also expand for Medicaid. Now, families earning $31,800 or less will now qualify for Medicaid. Now, originally, before the Supreme Court ruled the Medicaid expansion unconstitutional, the feds were going to threaten states with the loss of all federal Medicaid funds if they didn't expand the programs. Supreme Court struck that down, so states now kind of have a choice whether to expand it or to figure out what's going on financially with them. And it's very interesting to see what's happening in each state. All right. For example, Alaska Governor Sean Parnell has, quote unquote, directed the state departments of law and health and social services to review the court decision. It may be months before decisions are made on Medicaid expansion and health care exchange. So they're figuring this out. All right. They're going to figure this out. From what we understand, New York, who actually does well tax wise, New York said they're going to already jump right in. From what we understand, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has ordered the establishment of a state-based health exchange aimed at the roughly 2.7 million New Yorkers. About 15% of them are unemployed. The goal is to be ready to accept applications by next October. They're going to expand Medicaid. They say it doesn't matter who wins the next election. We are going to implement the federal law as it stands. In Nevada, we have about 21% unemployment. The state is setting up health insurance exchanges using funds provided in the law to do so. They are not automatically accepting the Medicaid expansion yet. They want to still examine the ruling, figure out its implications. Now, the most interesting of the states is California. Now, California, three cities of which have already filed bankruptcy, Mammoth Lakes, Stockton, and recently San Bernardino. California says they're already halfway through their web-based enrollment system to meet the 2004 January 1 deadline for health exchanges. They will expand Medicaid, expecting a 10% enrollment increase, but California faces almost a $16 billion budgetary shortfall. So on November's ballot in California, there's going to be an $8 billion tax hike. What Diana Dooley, Secretary of the State Health and Human Services Agency, said is if the initiative fails in November, if people don't vote in that tax hike, they'll have to evaluate what they could do to expand health care reform. So even California, one of the most liberal states, who wants this to happen, if they can't vote in a $16 billion tax hike or an $8 billion tax hike, it's not going anywhere. All right, guys, we're at the end. Please follow us on Facebook and download the Droid app. And most of all, take care.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, and many of you have heard the best-selling lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I want to let you know that Dr. Wallach will be in Minnesota July 16th giving a free health seminar. Discover how over 900 diseases like diabetes, obesity, and cancer can be avoided and reversed just by getting a mineral-rich diet. You heard me right. There has been groundbreaking research in nutrition. And if you're tired of prescription side effects leading to more drugs causing even more side effects, come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. Seating is limited, so come early. Discover how you can take charge of your own health. Come to the free seminar at Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th at 6 o'clock p.m. That's Apple Valley Community Center, 14603 Hayes Road, July 16th, 6 o'clock p.m. Or call 866-860-2086 for directions and times. That's 866-860-2086. Again, that's 866-860-2086.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.